It's time once again for Hawaii's premier automotive repair and maintenance call-in radio show, Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 296-5467. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. And now, here he is, the host of Hawaiian Automotive 101, former race car driver, master automotive technician, and famous for being the mothball mechanic, Mr. George Nita.
Aloha, and thanks for tuning in to Hawaiian Automotive 101, coming to you live from Honolulu, Hawaii. And we're also live on the web. For those of you around the world, welcome to Hawaii on the radio. The weather is fantastic. Lots of rain. Nice weather. We need water. If you got a question or want to call in, you can call in at 808-296-5467. It would be nice to hear from our friends in Canada and California and wherever. Anyway. Today, I'd like to talk about having fog lights installed on your car. When it's heavy raining, the fog lights allow you to see. Or if you're in fog, it's easier to see. That's why it's called fog lights. Because it's down low and does not reflect back at you. When you got it on headlights, the headlights are in line with you, with your sight, so there's a reflection off the fog. So when you put it away from you, you don't get the reflection back. Okay? So, gasoline, octane is super low. Shell is now the highest at 89. The premium is 89. We tested it last Saturday after the show, and Shell was the best. The second would be Tesoro. And Chevron, Aloha, and 76 Union, we couldn't get a reading on the premium. It was too low. And the lowest my testing equipment goes down to is 82 octane. It did not register, so I couldn't tell you exactly what it was, okay? But I would highly recommend using the Shell premium. And if you do the math, you're going to see that you get far more gas mileage on Shell Premium. And they're not a sponsor. Okay? So, anyway. And octane, the ethanol content in all of the brand, different brands of gas was 6%. We couldn't find any with 10%. So, anyway, it says octane 10%, right? Okay. Check the VIN number. The vehicle identification number whenever you buy a used or new car. Be careful. Check out the VIN number, okay? We had a problem with one of the people. Don't tell you what dealership, but they had bought a car from the dealership and later on found out that's not the right car. The VIN number didn't match. So, be careful. Okay, right now I want to wish all you moms out there a very happy Mother's Day tomorrow. Since I'm not on the air tomorrow, I'm wishing all of you a very happy, happy Mother's Day. Mothers are special. When you were growing up and got hurt, who do you go to? Mom. Us dads never got anything. So, anyway, happy Mother's Day, all you great moms out there. And I want to send a big, big mahalo to my two best people that helped me with ethanol, Wendell Kwan and Champ Kanashiro. Mahalo for a big, big help. Okay? And talking about Wendell, Wendell is in charge of the Nifty 50s and 60s oldest bash. It's going to be on October 14th at the Pacific Beach Hotel Grand Ballroom. It'll start at 5 and end at midnight. And I tell you folks, 5 to midnight is a short time. When you go and you're having so much fun, it's like an hour. It's a very popular event, and I recommend highly to register early. Mario Yano, that means you. Okay? Because I don't want to hear you telling me that it's all full and you can't go. You and Bob Sato, you guys better get in there. And you can reserve tables for your whole group. Okay? Call Wendell at 239-5360 or go to niftyoldiesbash.net. Okay? Go check it out. It's great. All 50s and 60s music, but man, I tell you folks, the food is out of sight. 2 years I've gone to it, I have never had room for dessert. I never could get the desserts. Okay, so go check it out. And talking about food, I would recommend going to the Trout House if you want good food. That place got some real good food. Delicious. And it's really nice. It's a nice setup. Perfect for dining out. Okay? The Trout House. That's right next to the Ilikai. Okay? So, anyway. We have a law on the books now. Cell phone use while driving and texting while driving. People are not getting cited for it, so why have the law? Why don't we just take it off the books? Like Mario Yano said today, what was it? Yeah, this morning. We should go back and erase all the laws and start over, because we have so many laws on the book that has not even been enforced. So, think about that. Okay? When you fill gas and use a credit card, always remember when you're done to push the clear button. Clear it. Push the clear button. Okay? Okay. Now, back in the 70s, we had a gasoline scare, where we're supposedly running out of gas, running out of oil, but they had loads of gas hidden in the back. That was all a scam to bring up the price of gasoline. But it's also to warn you that one day the world will be out of oil. Then what will you do? Okay, so that's why we're trying to do ethanol and get this ethanol project off and running. The ethanol project will create over 6,000 new jobs. Isn't that what we need in Hawaii right now? It's jobs? Right. Anyway, somebody had emailed me, I don't want to mention names, and he had said that this Hawaiian Automotive 101 show is good for nothing. Nobody listens, and we should take it off the air. Think about that. Okay, so if you have to change the battery, I would recommend using a good battery that will give you back in gas mileage and in safety. Especially for you wives and moms, use the Optima Red Top. It's really, really good battery. Okay? A lot of people are running around looking and shopping for cheaper gas price. The gas price is only 3 cents cheaper. But they'll drive from Kalihi to Kapahulu for a 3 cents difference. Isn't that crazy? By the time they get there, they spent 10 cents instead of 3 cents. Anyway, when will the people of Hawaii stand up and say enough is enough? When the gas reaches $8 a gallon? When? Give me a call at 808-296-5467. And the regular gas on Maui is 512 or 513 a gallon. So when are you going to scream? Okay, so give us a call at 808-296-5467. When you got a new car, I recommend highly to have the electronic rust-proofing device put on a car. Okay? Don't wait. Put it on right away. A rust-proofing device you can get from Todd. And Todd's number is 847-5554. 847-5554. The best rust-proofer on the market. Okay? Okay, so I'd like to hear from Big Island and Maui. Haven't heard from them for a while. I'd like to know what's going on there. 808-296-5467 is the number. Okay? So give us a call. It would be nice to hear some people there. And, you know, call in. And don't forget to wish your mom Happy Mother's Day. Okay? So 808-296-5467. Saving gas. How many are interested in saving gas? I don't see anybody raising their hands. Okay. These are some of the stuff that you can do. You pump the gas in the morning. Earlier the better. And pump it slow. You don't want to pump vapors and get charged for vapors. So pump it slow and fill in the morning. Because gasoline is very, very sensitive to heat. If you wait till later on in the day and it gets hot, the gas expands and you pay for the expansion gas. So when it cools down, you're going to have less gas in the tank. So pump it in the morning and pump it slow. Another thing you can do is add 2 gallons of ethanol to your tank, then fill it up. Okay? The other thing is if you don't have ethanol available around, use mothballs. 5 balls per gallon and use 1 ounce of WD-40 per gallon. Okay? So, anyway, you can do either way. Okay, you know, it's a little bit off, but maybe we should go to calls first.
Okay, we have Rob from Aina Haina.
Hey, Rob.
Oi.
Hey, you're on. Wake up.
Hurry up. George.
What's up?
A couple days ago, I was out at Hawaii Kai Costco. And so what I did, George, was I took time, and because I know a lot of the people that shop out there, and I just took time and I talked to everybody I could to see how they felt about the doubling of our registration fees. Everybody hated it. You wouldn't believe how many people I talked to that said, I can't believe I voted for Abercrombie. Okay, so then what I did, George, was as soon as I got back home, I called up the governor's office. I talked to Lynette, and I asked, and I told her what I did, and she expressed the same feelings, even as someone that is working for the governor directly, right? And it's affecting her and her family as far as having to pay more.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, on top of everything else, but I don't want to waste everybody's time with that because we all know already. But I said, Lynette, please, you know, ask, you know, put, let him know that what I did and all those people asked me, you know, because a lot of them, they don't have time, but I'm going to take the time to ask him to veto that bill. I said, I'm not going to hold my breath, but all I'm doing is, and if anybody else has time on Monday, they're real nice down there. You know, they're taking our money very freely, and we're paying for it. The phone number is right in the book, and just call the governor's office and ask him to veto that bill. It's sitting right on his desk. He hasn't signed it yet. So whatever I can do, George, I'm just trying.
Good for you.
Yeah. So I'll leave it at that.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks. Okay, they're raising the vehicle tax. But folks, do you know that over 400,000 cars on Oahu is not registered? It's a no-brainer, folks. The dummies in office can raise the registration fees, but if you can't pay it and you still need the car to go to work, are you going to pay it? I don't think so.
Isn't there some way they can track, like, a computer-wise and see what cars are not registered?
Oh, yeah, they can. What you going to do? You going to drive to every house and say you need to register?
Or send them some kind of notice or something.
Oh, I mean, think, Wanda. If you can't afford it and you barely have enough money to pay for your rent and food, let alone gas, how are you going to pay for the car?
You can't. So what are you saying then? You're saying there's 400,000 people unregistered.
They're unregistered because they can't afford it. And you know what the penalty is? The fine for unregistered car is $70. Why not pay the fine? And the judge does not make you register the car. So what's up with that?
I thought you had to pay all those...
No,
you do.
The judge said... This is fact, girl. This is facts. The judge said to my customer, it's not his job to collect the taxes. It's the registration office to do that. His job is to penalize and enforce the penalty for breaking the law. That's it. $70. Pay the clerk and get out of here.
Seems like we should increase the fee, penalty. We'll be right back on Automotive 101 with George Nito.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
Looking for a unique gift? Q-Cakes has a perfect solution. Our rich, decadent cupcake lollipops are sure to please. Or give that special someone a sweet treat with a uniquely decorated cupcakes. Made from scratch using all natural ingredients, Q-Cakes truly are too cute to eat and too delicious to just have one. Call us at 381-8881 or visit our website at qcakeshawaii.com.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and how's Rolling Bob?
Rolling Bob is hopping.
Hopping?
You got me fired up, man. Forget it.
Let's move on.
Okay, no, I can tell you this quickly. You're absolutely right. Even my insurance agent told me 20% of cars on the road are not insured.
That's
a fact. Nobody wants to fix it. You know why? Because it's just like when you try to make guns illegal and only the criminals will have guns. The only people that are going to pay the increased tax are the people that are law-abiding. That's who they're punishing.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of going after the people that are breaking the law, the answer is, well, we don't want to do nothing about it, so we'll just double what you pay to pay for the other guy. Here's my solution, George. It's very simple. You put a little barcode reader strip on the highway. And on your license plate, when it's properly registered, you get a barcode, right, with the car. You go through, it scans the car, and it tell, and a light changes color, and you have a couple of cops a little ways down the road that pull you over just like a speed trap or a checkpoint. It's that simple.
They're not going to do it.
And they're not going to do it. Why? Because they don't want it. It's like, you know, I
You know, Bob, you don't need a barcode tracer because Mario Llano is on the road all the time. And he's always telling me, oh, I counted 200 cars today unregistered.
Oh, yeah. You know,
just driving down the road, he sees
it. You know, why did he call me Rolling Bob? Because I'm rolling. And I'm telling you exactly the same thing. But I'm saying...
So if he was a policeman, you could tag him.
But they're not going to do it. So I'm saying you set up a system that it's set up with people specifically that's their job. And you put it on somewhere like H1 coming into town where people are going bumper to bumper anyway. They're not going fast. I'm just telling you, people go, well, that's not, hey, if you can't register your car, take the bus. That's what they want you to do anyway. They're trying to get everybody out of their cars so that we'll ride the rail. That's really what it's all about.
But the rail ain't going around the island.
Right, so they're just going to keep milking it, and then you're not going to be able to afford to drive your car. They have said it in the past, George. We want gas to be $8 a gallon so people will get out of the cars and ride the buses. So anyway, I know I'm way over, and I'm going to hang up and go run around the block a couple of times. So I'll
Good
calm
idea.
Down. Okay, as always, take care of your car. It'll take care of you, and we'll talk to you next week. Aloha.
Thanks, Bob. Anyway, like I was saying, they raided the hurricane fund. What make them think that next year is going to be a better year? What if it's not? How are you going? What are you going to raid next? I mean, you're jacking up the registration fee. It's higher than the other islands. Where's the limit? Folks, if you don't put your feet down now, I predict it's going to be $500, $600 a year to register your little Toyota. And if you don't stop it there, they're going to keep on going. I know the local style is no make noise. Don't you remember when you were growing up? Your parents said, no make noise. Don't get in trouble. So, they can do whatever they want. Why? You pay the taxes. You're getting hurt. Make noise. Say something. Don't just sit and take it. Because when you don't make noise, the politicians think it's okay. Abercrombie thinks it's okay to go raise it because nobody said anything. Well, Mario Llano was just in my place today, and he's quite upset. I forgot the politician's name that he was talking to, but he was quite steaming. But he has no guts to call in on the radio. You bring him a microphone and he run for the hills. Honestly. Even if the mic wasn't hooked up. Okay? So, give us a call at 808-296-5467 if you have any suggestions about how the state should make money without raising the cost to the people. Okay, let's go to calls.
We have Lillian from Mo'ili'ili.
Hi, Lillian.
Oh, hi, Mr. Sang.
Hi.
I have good news. I have a walking bulletin. My nephew, he walks home from Waikiki,
mm-hmm.
and people stop him and talk to him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then he tells them, you know, that in case we don't have oil, what you going to use? And then, you know, all these cars about electric. You say, how are you going to get the electric running if you don't have the oil, you know?
That's right.
Yeah. So he gives them the answer, and he says he wants to get involved more, and he wants to talk to you.
Okay.
Yeah, he's a walking billboard for me.
Good.
So he wears the T-shirt every day.
That's good.
And he comes home on foot. Yeah. So I say, oh, that's good. So that's what he reported me this morning.
Very good.
Yeah. So he's getting out there, and he said it's about 50-50. So he said, now he got to get the other 50 on our side,
mm-hmm.
he was saying. So I said, oh, good. His name is John. I said, John, that's good. Okay, yeah. Keep it up. I'll get for you another T-shirt. You are so happy.
Yeah, yeah, that's good.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Hi. Okay, who's next?
We have Ski from Hawaii Kai.
Hi, Steve.
Hello. Ski. No, Ski, S-K-I.
Hi, Ski.
Oh, yes, George. I've been listening for, I don't know, a couple of years now. And but something they just called, somebody said something about the tax auto registration. He's talking about Abercrombie, who I don't vote for. But isn't that a city tax?
No, it's state.
I thought auto registration was city and county.
Yes, city and county collects it, but it goes to the state.
Oh, well.
It's mixed up.
I never was a 4.0 student.
It's like when you get a ticket, the citation money goes to the state.
Okay, now I do remember that, but I always thought that it was the city that received that was their financing arm, you know.
Mm-mm.
Oh, boy. Anyway, how was your last seminar? Or
a forum?
Yeah.
Was excellent.
Good. I tried mentioning it to one of my lonesome senators who's on the other side of the aisle.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as I mentioned it, he said, oh, no, that's not... I couldn't say a damn thing to him, you know, and I really... I lost, I, you know.
Sad, yeah. They don't want to learn.
It is. In fact, I was wondering, maybe it'd be a good idea if I say, hey, let's go down to put a couple of gallons of ethanol in your...
I'm glad you said that because, you know, this morning, Senator Donna Mercado Kim came down to try 2 gallons of ethanol in her BMW.
Oh, boy. Okay. Well, I hope it... I didn't vote for her. I voted for somebody she ran against a few years back.
And she also said, and this is the first now. Folks, listen up. This is the first. A politician telling me, how can we help you?
Well.
That's the first. I've never heard that from any politician.
She used to be out at Hawaii Kai, if I recall correctly, when mm-hmm. she first started running. Eh?
Yeah.
Is she Senate now or what?
Senator.
Yeah, okay. With this House Representative way back when.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I voted for her then, but... well, I'll consider it again next time. Anyway, George, I won't take any more of your time.
Okay, thanks for calling.
Oh, by the way, I saw you on TV the other day.
Okay.
Okay, take care.
Aloha.
Aloha.
Okay, give us a call at 808-296-5467. Okay? A lot of you are buying electric cars thinking it's a green car. Hello, folks. Where do you think the battery comes from? The batteries are made from oil. Okay? And what are you going to charge your car up with when there's no more oil? Because if no oil, you're not going to have electricity. So how is this battery electric car green? I'd like somebody to call me and explain to me, how is an electric car considered green? And if you think the windmills out in North Shore is enough to power your electric car, Mario was out that way, and you know how the wind is blowing today, right? The propellers weren't moving. How you figure that? And if you look at the propeller shaft where it's spinning, how is that big enough to generate electricity? Huh? The generator to make electricity is huge. Not a little pumpkin like they got on the propeller. It's all a joke. It's a big joke on us. Okay? Ethanol is made from sugarcane. Sugarcane, when you cut it 2 feet off the ground to make ethanol, grows again and again and again. It'll never stop. Now, those of you that say we need a lot of water to do it, well, isn't the ocean right there? Can't you draw water out of the bottom of the ocean? Like they're doing in Kona? To sell the people in Japan our Hawaiian ocean water? Why are we selling the water and not using it here in Hawaii? That baffles me, I tell you. Really. It's like the lobster syndrome. The lobster syndrome is every restaurant you go to in Hawaii, they sell Maine lobsters. What happened to the Hawaiian lobsters? They all moved out? Why do we bring in Maine lobster, which doesn't taste as good as Hawaiian lobsters? I don't know. And we bring in ethanol from Brazil instead of making it here in Hawaii. What's up with that? Anyway, you go figure. Okay? But the electric car in my book is not green. Wanda, do you have a trivia for those trivia people out there? Not quite. I know. I saw you reading the newspaper a little while ago. Anyway, gas prices is not going to go down. I predict that the gas prices is going to go way over $5. I heard on Maui, Wendell called me last night and said, regular on Maui is $5.14 a gallon. Whew. Wow. Anybody listening on Maui, give me a call. I'd like to know what else they know about the gas prices on Maui. 808-296-5467.
Okay, stay tuned for these important messages and we'll be right back on Automotive 101 with George Nico.
I went to a party and I remembered what you said. You told me not to drink, Mom, so I had a Sprite instead. I felt proud of myself the way you said I should. I didn't drink and drive, though some friends said I should. I made a healthy choice, and your advice to me was right. As the party finally ended, and the kids drove out of sight, I got into my car, sure to get home in one piece. I never knew what was coming, Mom, something I expected least. Now I'm lying on the pavement, and I hear the policeman say, that kid that caused this wreck was drunk. Mom, his voice seems so far away. My own blood's all around me as I try hard not to cry. I can hear the paramedics say, this girl's gonna die. I'm sure that guy had no idea while he was flying high because he chose to drink and drive. Now would have to die. So why do people do it, Mom? Knowing that it ruins life and the pain is cutting me like 100 stabbing knives. Tell my sister don't be afraid, Mom. Tell my daddy to be brave. And when I go to heaven, put daddy's girl on my grave. Someone should have taught him that it's wrong to drink and drive. Maybe if his parents did, I'll still be alive. My breath is getting shorter, Mom. I'm getting really scared. These are my final moments, and I'm so unprepared. I wish that you could hold me, Mom, as I lie here and die. I wish that I could say, I love you, Mom. So I love you, and goodbye.
George Nita wants you to remember, please, don't drink and drive. The life you save may be your own.
If you're having trouble with your car, truck, or SUV and don't know who to trust, call George Nita or his son Todd at Nita's Auto Repair. Whether you need a simple tune-up and oil change, new brakes, or a complete engine or transmission rebuild, Nita's Auto Repair offers fast, reliable, and honest service. And Nita's also specializes in automotive air conditioning service. Nita's Auto Repair is experienced in all makes and models, both foreign and domestic. In business since 1965, Nita's Auto Repair is conveniently located in town at 1316 Kaumuali'i Street. Get it fixed right the first time. Call Nita's Auto Repair at 847-5554. That's 847-5554.
She's real fine.
Welcome back to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 296-5467. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. And now, here's George.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and who's on the line?
We have Gene from Aina Haina.
Hi, Dean.
Gene.
Hello. Hi, Gene. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Yes, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now. We're on Verizon.
Okay, thank you. Now, you know, I have a question, and I decided to ask the car doctor, who is you. Now, something strange happened. To give you a little background, this is a IS250 Lexus,
mm-hmm.
and it, although it's 06, it only has 8,000 miles, a little over 8,000 because I hardly drive.
Mm-hmm.
But recently, I brought my car in because they had a the problem with the fuel pressure sensor,
mm-hmm.
and they replaced it. This was a recall kind of thing, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And they said they torqued all the bolts, rechecked, no leaks, or I don't know what DTS means. But, you know, I noticed now, not immediately after, because I usually don't look at the garage floor, but I noticed that there was this whitish spot. You know, some of them were like 2 inches, and some of them like small, like a dime,
mm-hmm.
where I usually park my car. So I wonder, do I have a problem?
Yes, you do.
Oh, no. What do you think those spots are?
They probably didn't tighten something.
But it seems to have, you know, then I parked my car on the other side, and it, the dots are getting smaller. So does it mean the problem is diminishing?
I would take it back and complain.
Okay. Does the whitish color give any clues?
Is it dry?
Yes, it dries like a powder.
It could be gasoline.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
But wouldn't gasoline be more colorless?
No.
You mean when gasoline drops, it looks whitish? I mean like a powdery white.
Could be. That's the only thing I can think of. Because if it was coolant, it'd be red.
Okay. So this is something that I should call them and have them check you.
Yeah, because what did they change?
They replaced the fuel pressure sensor gasket and torque.
There you go. It's leaking.
Okay. Thank you so much, George. I will bring it in. It sounds dangerous then if it's...
What kind of gas are you using?
The gas you recommend.
Good for you.
Yeah. So.
Have you tried ethanol?
No, I haven't tried that yet.
Oh, Lexus loves ethanol.
Well, I guess I have to come in and try that too then. I've asked my son to pick me some up then, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And so you just have to bring a container, yeah?
2 gallons.
2 gallons.
Mm-hmm.
The gas container is okay, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then you put it in before you fill?
Right.
About how much?
2 gallons.
2 gallons? But I don't fill up my tank because I don't drive that much.
You fill it half tank, right?
Yes.
Yep. It's 2 gallons for half tank.
Oh, 2 gallons to half a tank. Okay, 2 gallons. Okay, I will try that. Yeah, I better call them up first and find out what is my problem. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Does it sound dangerous?
Yeah. If you came to my forum the other Sunday, uh-huh. at McKinley High School cafeteria, I showed the people how flammable gasoline is compared to ethanol.
But you know, it didn't have the gasoline smell, you know, come to think of it.
I would take it back, because they fool around with your gas thing, you might have a gas leak. Because that's the only other thing going to be, other than the coolant, the antifreeze, which is red.
No, it's not, it's powdery, white,
yeah,
really
yeah.
Like a powder, a white powder. That's why I figured it's not gas, because...
Gas should be oily.
Yeah, exactly. It's not oily at all. It's just the opposite. It's like a powder.
Did you have it before they touched your car?
No.
And they took off something.
But it's, yeah, I guess spots would mean a leak, so yeah.
Yeah, they took something off.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. I should have them check it out here before I have a real problem. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you so much, George.
Okay.
Yeah. Bye bye.
Thanks for calling. Aloha. Okay, who's next?
We have Ray from downtown.
Hi, Ray.
How's it, George? George, you said you did some octane test. Michelle is the best. Where did you test your that shell get, shell at? Is it the one on near your shop?
I tested the one on Y Camilo, right across from Farrington. And I tested the one by Merite Housing on King Street.
Oh, okay.
And the other one on McCully and Baritania.
Oh, they're all pretty good then.
All the same.
Yeah, I'm kind of surprised. Didn't Aloha buy Shell?
Mm-hmm. They did.
But then Aloha still is don't register, right?
I can't figure that one out.
That's strange. I guess they must be using Shell. Must be still doing their own process because can you go over the list of ones you recommend and the octane level?
Okay, Shell 92 is 89.
Okay.
Tesoro 92 is just a hair on the 89.
Oh, okay. That's too bad then.
And then Chevron, Aloha, and 76 Union, the 92 don't even register on my scale. The lowest it goes is 82.
Imagine what if you test in the 87.
Oh, yeah. Hate to see what that is.
My goodness. So, wonder, you usually check about what, every 3 months or so?
No, I'm going to check it every week now.
Oh, great. Great. Yeah, that way things are changing all the time, it seems like, yeah.
It is. It is, definitely, especially with these gas prices.
Yeah.
You know, think about this now. It costs more to make the octane higher. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
They're lowering the octane and raising the price of gas.
So they're really robbing a lot of people.
Oh, they're taking us coming and going.
Yeah, I think our profit's been kind of obscene, in the recent days, yeah?
Yep.
Okay, well, thanks a lot, George. Keep on checking, keep on plugging in there. Thanks a lot.
Okay, you're welcome.
Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Aloha. Okay, Wanda, are you ready?
For?
The trivia. I still see you reading the newspaper there. Do you find a trivia there?
Maybe.
Anyway, while she's looking, you can give us a call at 808-296-5467. 296-5467. Now, getting better gas mileage, number one. If you need a battery, only if you need a battery, you buy the Optima Red Top battery. The higher amperage will give bigger spark at your spark plug, giving you smoother running and better gas mileage, about 1 or 2 miles more per gallon. Autolite XP, extra performance spark plugs, also give you better gas mileage. AMSOIL synthetic oil gives you better gas mileage. Air in a tire is free mileage, going to the max air pressure. Shell 92 gas pumped in the morning slowly will get more mileage per gallon. Mothballs also give you better gas mileage. That's 5 old-fashioned mothballs to a gallon of gas. 5 mothballs. Not 5 to the tank. 5 per gallon. Adding ethanol, 2 gallons to a tank, also gives you better gas mileage, cleaner running, and also better for the environment. Turning off your AC and rolling down the windows also saves about 5 to 6 miles more per gallon. Your choice. Okay? Anyway, who's on the line?
We have Frankie from Salt Lake.
Frankie? Hi.
Hello?
Hi.
Yes, sir. I just want to question about the gas, man. You know the ethanol, can I put that in the Mercedes?
Definitely.
Mine is the older one. It's like a 90, you know.
It doesn't matter.
Because
you look at the gas lid, it says over there, minimum octane on the gas should be 91.
Yeah, it says premium only 91.
Yeah, there's no premium 91.
No.
Only 89 here in Hawaii.
So if I buy 89, is that 89 too?
It's 86.
Oh, it's 86. So those
remember I said,
yeah?
Remember I said all of the grades were allowed to go down three numbers.
Oh.
All of the grades. That's a ripoff.
Yeah, it is. Doesn't make sense.
So I told the state, if you're going to label 92 as 92, it better be 92. Why mislead the public? Put 89 where the 92 is. Put the real number.
Oh.
And they should be checking the quality of the gas. Do you know they never ever did it?
They don't check the quality of the gas?
No, sir.
Nobody ever monitors the quality of the gas?
No, sir.
Oh, I thought it was regulated that they have to monitor it.
No.
No?
And all of the oil companies, do you know they don't pay one penny state tax?
They don't?
Nope.
So why are we paying all that taxes then?
It's because the oil companies donate to the politicians.
Oh, that's how that worked, yeah.
Yeah. Chevron made $30 billion net profit last year. Didn't pay one penny state tax.
Wow.
See, if they paid the state tax, we don't have to raise the taxes, right?
Yeah, that's true.
Right.
So actually, if I'm putting 92, I always put 92 in my car. I'm actually putting 89.
Yes, it's actually 89. If you put 2 gallons of ethanol in the tank,
yes,
I will guarantee you will feel the car run better, stronger, smoother, everything.
Where do I get the ethanol from?
From me.
Where do you get, how do I do that?
Yeah, my shop is located behind Dillingham Zippies.
Behind
on the back
Dillingham
road. Right.
On the back. What road is that?
Why?
By the canal, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Take care.
Aloha. Who's next?
Next is a short break. We'll be right back on Automotive 101 with George Nita.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii, so you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Senior, either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
You've probably heard that the best oil for your car is synthetic. But did you know that most so-called synthetic oils are not 100% synthetic? In 1972, AMSOIL was the first 100% synthetic oil to be approved by the American Petroleum Institute. AMSOIL offers a complete line of 100% synthetic products to reduce wear on vital engine parts and keep your vehicle running for thousands of extra miles. You spend lots of money to buy your car. Shouldn't you use the best products to protect it? For an AMSOIL dealer near you, call Mario Yano at 497-7739. That's 497-7739.
You have to be doing something right if you've been in business for over 30 years. Auto Tech Service Center is in town, right off Dillingham Boulevard. If you have dents, need body work, and don't know where to go, call Auto Tech Service Center now at 841-5851. That's 841-5851. Auto Tech Service Center, 841-5851.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and who's on the line?
We have Tristan from Montreal, Canada.
Hey, Tristan.
Yes, hi. How are you?
Aloha.
I'm basically here. The fuel price spiked again. It is right now a gallon is $5.33 roughly.
$5.32
Yeah.
Okay.
$5.35-ish depends where you go.
Uh-huh.
I had a question regarding transmission slipping. I basically have a Pontiac Montana 2003.
Uh-huh.
And it seems to be slipping in each gear slightly just before it shifts.
Uh-huh.
What can I do to basically solve this? Like, cause I don't want to replace the transmission and I want to drive the car till it's over, you know? It's like,
mm-hmm.
What would be the best solution?
Do you know how to service the trans?
Yep.
Okay.
I have an idea.
Okay. You unbolt the oil pan for the transmission, drop it down, clean it out, change the filter.
Okay.
And put in 30 weight motor oil. 3 quarts of 30 weight motor oil. Not necessarily synthetic, just regular Pennzoil 30 weight motor oil.
Okay.
3 quarts. And then finish it off with automatic transmission oil.
Right.
That's it.
Okay. That's it. That's all.
Oh, and put in a bottle of AT-205. Able Tom 205.
Right. That's, I believe, ATP that makes that, no?
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
And one other question for you. Now, regarding the myth of, you know, I guess it's a myth, but, you know, the oil level on the dipstick,
mm-hmm.
is it really harmful to put above the maximum?
Yes.
And by how much will it, you know, when will you start to damage the engine or whatnot, other parts?
When you go a hair above the full.
But, like, is there, like, a
myth? A little under the full is the best.
A little under, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. What would actually damage?
Well, the crankshaft that's spinning in the engine,
okay.
will be banging away at the oil. And it's worse than your hand trying to slap water.
Oh, I see.
Okay. It's like the crankshaft hitting concrete.
Right, right. I guess a lot more
yeah.
friction, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Perfect. Okay?
That's perfect. Thank you very much for the info.
You're welcome.
Take care.
You too. Aloha.
Bye-bye.
Okay, who's next?
We have Tom from Kailua.
Hi, Tom.
Hey, George. Yeah, I guess the power brokers, maybe they're listening.
Mm-hmm. I think so.
I sure hope so. Are you going to have any sugar-based ethanol I can pick up this week?
I do have.
Oh, okay. Alrighty.
Well, it's all from Brazil.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think everybody's still, they don't know the difference between corn and sugar. But, yeah, that stuff is really, really good. It keeps a happy engine.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I'll give you a ring this week.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, George.
Thank you. Aloha. Bye. Okay. Who's next?
We have Clarence from Macaulay.
Hi, Clarence.
Good afternoon, Nita. I heard on KHV8 about the Kapolei racetrack. You familiar with that racetrack?
It's a joke.
Kapolei. They have 14 laps,
it's
10 races competing, and I think it's 2,000 square feet. They go 35 to 40 miles.
Which one is that, a dirt track?
Kapolei. That's a... Those small cars, they weigh 400 pounds.
Oh, okay.
Plus the driver.
Okay. It's a different one, yeah.
And then this governor, he raised the registration from $25 to $45, and the weight tax is $1.75. My weight tax when I put in for my Toyota was 75 cents, and that 84 is still going. I think that 84 Toyota is going to outlive me.
Mm-hmm.
Those cars, they run forever. Only had to start a change and...
I don't think it's going to run forever with the thing going up in taxes like that.
Oh. And another thing, I keep getting mail on the way this country run. No taxpayer funding for Abortion Act. Petition to the United States Congress. Then another letter goes, bring God back, ACLU, want to do away with the Ten Commandments.
We got to get on to more subjects.
And then the Social Security check.
Okay, I'd like to announce to you again and remind all of you old fogies, seniors, the Nifty 50s and 60s Oldies Bash for 2011 will be on October 14th at the Pacific Beach Hotel Grand Ballroom from 5 p.m. to 12 midnight. It's a very popular event. Register early because last year 200 some odd people were turned away because they were too late. Okay, reserve tables are available and it's a really fun event. So register early so you're in. Okay, it's got great food. The food is fantastic. Just ask Earl Char and Mario Yano and Bob Sato and all of them. Okay, you can call 239-5360, 239-5360, or you can go to niftyoldiesbash.net and register online, but register early. It's really a fun thing. It's for the people, all the people who graduated in the 50s and the 60s. That's the best year. Okay? And Tom Moffat will be there. And I'll be there. So, it's going to be a fun bash. Try it out. Anyway, those of you that got a question or answer or whatever, give us a call at 808-296-5467. When you go shopping at the malls, be careful, ladies. There are muggers and robbers walking around. Look around. Don't just look straight where you're going. Look around. If you see a guy just cruising and walking around, that's the guy. Be careful. And this is coming to me from the security at the mall. Okay? Be careful. They're cruising around. That's not going towards any car. And they're just hanging there waiting for some female to come along, not paying attention. And they're going to rob you. So be careful. Okay? This is happening now because of the bad economy. Okay. That's our clue to get out of here. I'd like to thank all the callers for calling in, because you are the people that make the show. And you make it interesting. Hope I helped you. And folks, use the premium. It's going to save you money. Try it out. Do the math. Drive carefully. Until next week, aloha.
The views and opinions expressed in the preceding program do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of AM 690 KHNR.